Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
There's a place in Philadelphia where the beer never stops flowing, and apparently, neither do the ghosts. Tucked just off the bustle of Center City, McGillan's old ale house has been serving pints and stories since before the Civil War. It's a place where generations have gathered, working men, politicians, actors, lovers, and perhaps a few lost souls who never left. You won't find ghost tours advertised here. McGillan's doesn't need gimmicks. The building itself does the talking. Narrow staircases, gaslight chandeliers, and century-old wood that creaks under the weight of history. And something else. Patrons speak of cold spots by the fireplace, jukeboxes that play when unplugged, and footsteps echoing above their heads where no one's supposed to be. Staff have whispered about locked rooms opening themselves, glasses leaping off shelves, and the ever-watchful gaze of Ma McGillan, still keeping tabs on the place she once ran, with iron resolve. But are these stories real, or just the byproduct of old wood whiskey and too many late nights? Tonight, we're peeling back the wallpaper of McGillan's storied past to find out. I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. It all began in 1860, just a year before the Civil War would rip through the heart of America, when an Irish immigrant named William McGillan opened a small tavern in Philadelphia. He called it the Bell in Hand, though that name wouldn't last long. Before the paint had time to dry, patrons simply started calling it McGillan's, after the towering, mustached barkeep who presided over the place. With a booming laugh and the kind of no-nonsense presence that earned both respect and quiet fear. Pa McGillan ran the joint with pride, pouring local ales by candlelight and serving up stew to railroad workers, tradesmen, and dockhands. The building, nestled just off Drury Street, was humble but full of character. Exposed wooden beams, a creaky staircase, and a warmth that brought people back night after night. Over time, it became more than a pub. It was a second home. After Pa McGillan passed away in 1901, the tavern didn't close its doors. Instead, it found new energy under Ma McGillan, who ran the ale house with just as much vigor and far more discipline. She lived above the tavern with her children and kept the books tight. It was said she could spot a watered-down whiskey from across the bar and could toss out a drunk twice her size, if he got out of line. The McGillan children grew up behind the bar, tending tables, hauling barrels, and absorbing the daily rhythm of the pub like second nature. They'd later carry on the legacy, preserving the tavern even as modernity reshaped Philadelphia around it. By the time the McGillan family handed over the reins to the Spaniak family in 1958, the tavern had already become a living artifact, a time capsule of the old city. But it wasn't just the history that lingered. Somewhere between the clinking pint glasses and the rattle of the radiator, strange things started to happen. Subtle at first, a beer tap that ran dry mid-pour only to gush again without explanation. Light fixtures that flickered even after the wiring had been checked twice. And then, more tangible accounts began to surface. Patrons and bartenders started noticing cold spots, abrupt pockets of chilled air in corners nowhere near the doors or windows. One longtime waitress recalled a moment when every candle in the room flickered out at once despite there being no draft, no explanation. What unnerved staff most were the incidents after hours. Late-night closings often brought the feeling of not being alone. Bartenders reported footsteps on the stairs after locking up. Some heard soft murmuring coming from the upstairs rooms, long since closed to the public. One even swore he heard a woman humming, faintly but clearly, as he turned off the lights at the end of a shift. The staff began giving the phenomena a name. Ma McGillin, they joke, though with a nervous laugh. They didn't mean it lightly. Many believed it was truly her, still checking in on the family business, making sure it ran the way she wanted. But skeptics had their own ideas. The building was, after all, more than 150 years old. With its uneven floors, old wiring, and tight walls, it was a perfect storm for creaks, groans, and electrical quirks, and the atmosphere, dimly lit, full of antique mirrors, shadows playing off glassware, could trick the senses. Some pointed to the psychology of expectation. In a place so steeped in history, your mind fills in the blanks. You hear a sound, you imagine a presence. A flickering light becomes a ghost's wink, the trick of the mind, they'd say. Then there's the theory of suggestibility. Patrons often arrive with stories already in their heads, tales passed down through Yelp reviews, local legend, or whispered barroom gossip. That expectation, especially paired with alcohol and dim light, primes the brain to perceive what it wants or fears to see. Still, not every explanation satisfied everyone. Some accounts were too detailed, too consistent to be easily dismissed. And patrons who'd never heard of the tavern's ghost stories reported the same things: the humming, the sensation of being watched, the fleeting image of a woman in old-fashioned clothes near the staircase. A bartender once swore a beer mug slid 3 inches across the bar by itself while he stood frozen. It didn't fall, he said. It just moved. Slowly. Like someone was pulling it. The strangest part? That bartender had never believed in ghosts until that night. As the years went on, McGillin's became a place of pride not just for its beer list or comfort food, but for its legends. And while the tavern never marketed itself as haunted, it never denied the stories either. The tales were part of the woodwork now, as old as the beams overhead, as steady as the house ale on tap. And while many came for the burgers or the trivia nights, a few came hoping for something more, hoping to catch a glimpse of Ma, or hear the whispers, or feel the icy breath of history slip past them in the dark. The upstairs rooms at McGillin's have long been off limits to the public. Once a living space for the McGillin family, those rooms have remained mostly untouched for decades. But it's precisely that isolation that has made them the focal point of the most unnerving reports. Employees closing up late into the night have reported hearing footsteps pacing back and forth upstairs, slow, steady, and deliberate. Not the scurrying of a mouse or the creaks of settling beams, actual footsteps. One bartender described hearing the unmistakable sound of heeled shoes walking across the floor above her as she restocked the bar. She ran up the stairs, keys in hand, expecting to confront an intruder, but found only locked doors and silence. That would become a pattern. Noises from areas no one could access. Doors that slammed with no wind, no draft, no one else in the building. And more than one employee has claimed to hear a soft knocking from the inside of locked storage closets, the kind of knock that demands to be heard. It wasn't long before local paranormal investigators took an interest. One group, Philadelphia Ghost Seekers, secured after-hours access to the tavern and conducted a multi-hour investigation. Using EMF detectors, infrared cameras, and digital audio recorders, they set up equipment throughout the bar and upstairs rooms. While much of the night passed uneventfully, a few moments stood out. One camera, trained on the hallway outside the former McGillin residence upstairs, captured a brief but curious movement, a shadow crossing the floor where no person stood. The team also recorded several EVP sessions. When asked, "Who's here with us?" a low whisper came back, "Still here." Skeptics in the group suggested the sound was inconclusive, but the team lead, someone not prone to exaggeration, called it one of their clearest captures. Another investigator asked, "Is this Ma McGillen?" There was a pause, then a faint rhythmic humming emerged from the recorder, something they didn't hear at the time but was clearly audible on playback. Stories from staff only reinforced what the investigators had found. One night, a bar back cleaning up after a busy Saturday noticed a bar stool had moved several feet across the floor while his back was turned. He was the only person left in the room. He swore it hadn't made a sound. Other workers reported glasses being pushed off shelves when no one was nearby. One even said she turned away for a moment and returned to find all the napkin holders on the bar reversed, facing the wrong direction. She didn't hear a thing. Patterns began to emerge. Most of the activity seemed to center around the back staircase, the fireplace, and the space directly beneath the upstairs apartment. Theories varied. Some believed it was Ma McGillen herself keeping watch. Others speculated that an unknown spirit, a patron from the past, might have died inside the tavern. In the 1800s, bar fights were not uncommon, and records of accidental deaths or altercations inside saloons were spotty at best. Still others floated the idea of residual energy, echoes of past events playing out like recordings, the humming, the footsteps, the sense of someone following you. They could all be manifestations of history imprinted on the building's wooden bones. The most controversial theory, that the entity upstairs is not residual but intelligent. Some staff believe the presence has a personality, that it notices newcomers, that it reacts. One employee claimed, she once muttered aloud, "I wish someone would help me carry these," while hauling a heavy box. A moment later, she said she felt a cold breeze at her back, and the box shifted just slightly, like it was being nudged. And then there are the locked room incidents. One night, a new hire accidentally left a side door open to one of the upstairs rooms. When he returned moments later, the door had been shut and locked from the inside. Maintenance had to remove the door from its hinges to get in. No one was inside, and yet the lock was engaged. Despite all of this, McGillen's has never turned its haunting into a marketing stunt. There are no ghost tours, no Halloween specials, no PR campaigns built on the back of spirits. In fact, the tavern has always approached the subject with a mix of respect and amusement. "If she's here," one manager said of Ma McGillen, "we're glad she's happy with how things are going." That authenticity, the refusal to sensationalize, has only fueled belief. In a city full of haunted prisons and spooky cemeteries, McGillen's stands apart, not because it tries to scare you, but because it doesn't. And yet, people keep coming forward. A customer claims he saw a woman in Victorian clothing walking toward the back room, only for her to vanish halfway across the floor. A server hears a voice calling her name, only to turn and find the bar empty. Patrons continue to report feeling watched in the restrooms, especially in the one tucked away at the top of the stairs. What's most chilling is that these stories come from people with no prior knowledge of the hauntings. They arrive for beer and burgers. They leave with goosebumps and questions. McGillen's Old Ale House is still just that, a beloved watering hole in the heart of Philly. But for those who've stayed a little too late or wandered up the wrong staircase, it may also be something more. A place where the past still walks. A place where the dead are never quite gone. We like to think of ghosts as something that haunts graveyards or abandoned asylums. But sometimes they show up where life once thrived, where the beer was flowing, the laughter was loud, and the stories never stopped being told. And maybe that's why McGillen's Old Ale House feels so different. It's not your typical haunted hotspot. There's no cracked wallpaper, no chains rattling in the dark, no flickering neon that screams, "Boo!" What it has instead is subtlety. It's the creak in the floor when no one's behind you, the soft whisper near your ear when the jukebox is silent. It's the weight of history, not on a plaque, but in the air. From a psychological lens, it makes sense. We're wired to see patterns, to search for meaning in randomness. A cold breeze in a 160-year-old building, probably a draft, a moving stool. Could be the slope of the floor. But when the same stories repeat from people who don't know the history or each other, it gets harder to write off. Maybe it is just suggestion. Maybe we all want to feel like we've brushed against something beyond our five senses, or maybe, just maybe, Ma McGillin really never did leave. Maybe she's still keeping tabs, watching over her legacy, shaking her head when someone pours a Guinness wrong or nudging a napkin holder, just to remind you who's still boss. One thing is certain, McGillin's isn't haunted because it wants to be. It's haunted because it is. Because the stories persist, because people believe, and belief, well, that is power. So the next time you find yourself in Philly, take a seat at the bar, raise a glass, listen closely, and if you hear footsteps overhead or feel a chill drift past your shoulder, don't worry. Just give a quiet nod and say, "Evening, Ma." I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.